everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we're watching two more episodes of Power Rangers SPD. This time we are watching the two-parter, Sam. Who is Sam? What is Sam? What is so important about Sam? We're going to find out in just a minute. In fact, we're going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go. Sam, Part 1, was the 7th episode of Power Rangers SPD. It first aired on March 12th, 2005, written by Bruce Kalish and directed by Charlie Haskell. It will be interesting to see how they play this two-parter, since this is our first one with this production crew. Well, no, it's actually our second one, isn't it? Ha 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 ha, but it'll still be interesting to see how they play this out. Will they actually play it as a regular two-parter? Will they go ahead and give us a Megazord battle in both parts? Sort of like making it a two one-parters, but with some carryover? We'll see. Or will they do like they did in Ninja Storm, where it's actually like a three-parter, but only these first two parts will be counted as part of the two-parter or whatever? I wonder if that's Sam.
Mind if I play?
Yeah. You're too small.
Whoa.
Ball.
These kids aren't using accents. Ooh.
What did you do to my ball?
Oh, your okay, ball. They're not good at acting,
it's
but.
Over there.
Actually, Sam isn't that bad.
Should've let me play.
Hello, Sam.
Huh?
That boy was not very nice. He should've let you play.
No big deal.
Where's Mora?
Yeah, especially when you can do things other kids can't, like make things disappear. I'm Cindy Sunshine, and I want to be your friend.
You're a talking dog.
Oh. I am so much more than that. I'll be your friend and give you anything you want. And all you
have to do is this like a space tech voodoo thing?
And I'll even send you a criminal. A friend of mine to help.
Oh, see, as soon as you said criminal, I would have been like, I don't think so.
He wants to be your friend.
Oh, that's freaky. Oh. I would almost imagine that's Kelson Henderson. Sid's doing painting. Bridge is upside down. I like the music.
This is brilliant. What is? It's no coincidence that we're all here.
Well, no.
Sorry, man. I think you lost him. No. Think about it. We all have powers. We're all here at the Academy. Power Rangers. The odds are astronomical.
Okay, so what's the...
But why the five of us?
What's he getting at?
I'm confused.
Hello. Bridge is talking?
Off of him, Sky. I understand what he's saying. I mean, how did we get these powers? And why is it that we all ended up here at SPD? I mean, is it part of some bigger plan?
Our powers are no big mystery. Face the facts. Every one of us, especially you, is a freak of nature.
Hey, that's not
wow.
A guy.
Jack, chill. It's all right.
SPD emergency.
Rangers report to Delta Bay.
Ready! SPD emergency!
Man, Sky's like extra evil today.
Space Patrol Delta!
Opening for Bay 2s.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Every time.
Lock 'em in, Rangers. Let's go.
So they don't even know what they're doing, right? Or where they're going. Someone's going to announce it to them, right? At some point? Maybe? Oh, hello. Okay, maybe that's not Kelson Henderson. What did he do? Oh. Oh, blinding.
My turn.
Hey, wonder what the plan is.
I'll take it from here. Easy does it.
Did he just turn the wheel one way and the car tipped the other way? Oh, that's interesting.
He was here, right? I mean, we saw him.
Well, this could be a collective dream and we're all still sleeping.
That's possible.
Where is she going?
Where did he go?
What do you mean there's no trace of the building or the office workers? Have they become invisible? Impossible.
And dogs can talk.
I mean, but it did, sir.
And where is Z?
I'm not sure, sir. I am, sir. She ran off during the fight, and we haven't seen her since.
Hmm.
Come on.
Looks like New Zealand. How did she find him?
You're doing quite a good job of that yourself. Hey, looks like a pretty bad scrape.
Ooh, busted knee.
I don't want to hurt you.
She keeps that in her.
I just want to talk.
Where did she get that from?
These boys are just jealous. Mind if I put some water on your knee?
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's a good place for a commercial. I like how they paused it.
Come on, Sam.
Is he a friend of yours?
She's got the name, though.
Hey, Jack.
We found the building.
You're kidding me.
Amazing.
Huh. That's where I would have put it, too.
Awesome.
I'm hungry.
Oh, Bridge. He's fun.
Where did everyone go?
The workers are just gone?
Look at this.
What are those?
This is getting even weirder.
Oh, did they turn into dolls? Well, that's one way to make action figures, I guess.
There's a reason that these dolls are so lifelike, guys.
They don't look that lifelike.
Bagglesworth gave Mora all the people she could ever want. Bagglesworth is pleased. Is Mora pleased?
What do you think, you overgrown ladybug?
I don't think so.
Mora is one step away. From putting pins in your wings and melting you in her bug collection.
Mora isn't pleased.
No, she is not.
What can I do? What can I do?
Very simple, bug brain. I am a people collector. I need people to collect. I've already collected these, so get me more!
Makes sense. How many more does she need?
I'm telling you, it was the little boy who controlled the
prove that. You just saw a boy near the robot. Doesn't mean he was controlling it.
And what about stopping the foot soldiers from attacking me? Was it just a coincidence that he was there too?
Enough. Can someone tell me what we know so far?
A robot attacked the city. A building disappeared.
But then it reappeared at the beach 20 miles away, and all the people inside the building disappeared.
Except two, which somehow were turned into little figurines and left behind.
Which we turned over to Kat to analyze.
And that small boy is somehow involved in this.
Speculation.
It's more than speculation. That boy has powers, just like you, just like me, just like we all do.
And what if he does have powers?
Then we all have lots in common, and we should...
Correction. If he does have special powers, then that's all we have in common with him. We use our powers for good, not evil.
And what if he doesn't know the difference yet?
Also a good point.
A robot is attacking in the city.
Oh, jeez, again?
Power Rangers emergency.
Let's go!
That's the same robot. You know, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but this is our first time in like a couple seasons that we've had actual non-CG combinations, isn't it? No, I guess Ninja Storm had the combinations weren't necessarily CG. But all of Dino Thunder was. Now, some of the movements are CG. Uh-oh.
Now what do we do?
Although the size of them, we could just pull the hand out.
Time to get more people.
The boy. I knew he'd be here.
What's he doing? Is he giving his power up?
Gotta get rid of these cuffs.
Well, that took you forever to come up with, Sky.
Time to go
now. Oh, so they don't need... Well, I guess they are in Megazord mode, but still. They don't need Z to... maneuver the Megazord. It's pretty early in the season to point that out, though. Oh, I think he got away.
You want me to be your friend? You have to do better than that.
Sorry, I got scared.
The Power Rangers are really scary and really bad people, too. But you are a very, very powerful boy. And you don't have to be scared of anything.
All right.
And if the Power Rangers bother you again, just... Ah!
Oh! I never liked dolls. Is it all right if we talk for a minute?
You're a Power Ranger.
How did she find him?
I am.
I was told you're a very bad person.
You know, can't always believe dolls. Sometimes you have to make up your own mind. I'm Z. And you're...
Sam.
You know, Sam, you and I have a lot in common. We both have special powers, and we both know what it feels like to be different. I know what it feels like to want a friend so bad.
Wow.
That you'll do anything to help.
Well, we already knew that, though.
That's not true. I'm different. And because I'm different, no one likes me. And I don't care.
I've said that exact thing more times than I can.
Very remember. Believable.
Is it all right if I move closer?
Shouldn't you ask before you move closer?
No, stay there.
You lied. You're not different like me. You have friends.
Huh? Oh.
Sam.
I do like the graphics stuff that they do.
He's at a junkyard by a river, and I saw the word gold.
Gold's junkyard. Down by the river.
How about that?
You are good.
Uh-oh.
There are bigger things at work here than just this boy.
Commander, I need to get him before he gets himself into bigger trouble.
I'm going with you.
No, I...
Jack will go with you. Go!
Commander, we need to talk about this. I was looking through the personnel files of the building. These two had identical twins working in the same building.
Someone is collecting people, sir. By turning them into dolls. And since they had one twin for their collection, see, they didn't need the other.
And there's more.
Battle
signs on the dolls.
How are you? My name is Jim. Hello, Jim. You have very nice
Oh.
I think we need to do something. And fast.
There. 1,000. 2,000.
Do not insult me by counting it. It's all there.
It's a lot of money, I think.
Gum, look what they did to Sunny Sunshine.
Not now. I'm busy.
Look.
It's a dog. I will get you another one. As I was saying, in the future...
But she likes that one.
How would you like it if they turn your dolly into toast?
Go to your room, or I will turn you back into what you were when I found you.
Wow, even my daughter is better at fake crying than that.
Broadway, help me. Do you have anything that will shut her up? Appease her.
Mora, this is for you.
Good.
Oh.
Glad to help out, Emperor.
That's a new kind of crybot, isn't it?
Thank you very much.
It is an easy invading a galaxy. And raising a child.
Are the eyes moving behind that mask?
Sam! Sam, wait!
Who's that?
This is Jack. He's an old friend. Kind of like my brother. He's like us. He has powers too. Show him, Jack.
That was awesome.
Ta-da. Yeah, so he has powers. So what?
Sam.
So what?
We know what it's like being you. We know what it's like being different, and we know what it's like being alone.
No, you don't. You have each other.
Yeah,
not always.
Not till we found each other.
Yeah, there it is.
Now you found us.
Sam. You have a very wonderful, wonderful gift. It's meant to do good in the world, you know? Not destroy it.
I know what that's like, too. We can help you sort it out.
Look, Sam. Look who I brought back for you. Cindy Sunshine, good as new. Now let's go have some fun!
You know who's telling you the truth, Sam.
Oh, sure. That's from the girl who fried me.
Oh, which side is he gonna pick? Oh, he picks the bad guys.
Don't feel bad, girlie. I bought someone for you to play with, too. Ta-da!
We're gonna have so much fun. Why don't you come and play?
Oh! That sounds like the voice of Zeltrex, but without the fancy processing.
Come on, losers.
Huh, I wonder why they don't morph. Oh!
This isn't working. Plan B. FPD! Emergency! FPD! Yellow!
Ooh! They keep switching between American and Sentai footage. He doesn't even have a sword. They're doing a good job. Because they are mixing American and Sentai footage here. I mean, you can see a lot of the cuts because of the difference of the fabric on the uniforms, but the blending is really well done. Ow! Oh, that was cool. I don't know too many fences that are that bouncy, but that was cool.
He's too strong.
Hang in there, Z.
You are through.
Sam's gonna do something because we haven't hit the end of the episode yet. They did a pretty good job of switching things around to make it look like the Sentai footage. Wait a minute. Are his eyes orange plastic or whatever covering in the Sentai, but see like a red film in the American footage? I was right! Bugglesworth is voiced by Kelson Henderson. Wow. First time since we got to the Disney series that I was right about a voice. Alright, so they're going to do it completely different because we got technically two Megazord battles, or two Zord fights anyway, in two different episodes. Or in the one episode, that's not bad. Alright, so we're going to take a quick break and I'll be right back with part two.
We'll be right back to Power Rangers SPD, part of Jetix on ABC Family.
Attention Rangers, name, rank, and genetic powers.
Z, Delgado.
I am
the SPD Yellow Ranger. By multiplying myself, I am a squad of heroes.
Yellow Delta Runner, full power!
Power Rangers!
To protect and serve the galaxy!
Power Rangers! SPD!
Go! Monday nights at 7:30, 6:30 Central. Part of Jetix on Toon Disney.
Rangers, dis-
Now, back to Power Rangers SPD, part of Jetix on ABC Family.
And we're back and ready to start our second episode, Sam, part two. And we're going to do that in 3, 2, 1, go. Sam, Part 2 was the 8th episode of Power Rangers SPD. It first aired on March 19th, 2005, written by John Telligen and again directed by Charlie Haskell. But he's been doing a couple of different things, right?
difference yet. You and I have a lot in common.
Hey, Zeke!
You lied! You're not different like me. You have friends!
He doesn't want to go with you, Ranger!
We're gonna have so much fun!
Yeah, the mask is a little different in the American footage.
Jack, do something!
I'm trying!
Jeez. There you go. Help is on the way.
Are you two okay?
Back off.
What's up? He doesn't look so tough.
You don't think so? Check it out.
Time for a shock.
Ooh. Yeah, no problem. Simple. Meanwhile, the other guys aren't even trying to get up. What happened?
Where'd they go?
This is not good at all.
You think? Dang! And that thing could just fly? Well, that's not fair. That's cheating. Jeez. Oh, that worked, VZ. Ow! He's a robot. I think.
We need a new plan.
I hear that. SPD patrol cycle. Yeah. Hold tight.
Are they just leaving?
We've got to find Sam.
They just left?
I'm tired of playing with these dolls. They're not fun anymore.
Those are people. He's gonna start seeing through this pretty quick, right? Oh, really? Again?
I'm coming. Here.
Hey, Bridge.
Can't believe these were people once.
Unless we figure something out, we might all be living in a dollhouse.
I love dollhouses.
Of course.
Sorry.
And we're also dealing with an orange head robot. The toughest we faced. We almost didn't make it off that cliff.
I'm telling you.
Actually, you almost really made it off the cliff.
You look pretty chummy with that bug-eyed freak.
Hate to say it, but Sky's right.
Bridge, you're good at this kind of thing. What do you think?
I think that he's thinking what we're thinking. I mean, what we should have been thinking. I mean, what we were thinking.
Never mind.
What's the point of having powers if you can't help anybody?
Why are you taking it so personal, Z?
Because Sam reminds me of me. I was a kid.
Yeah. It was tough growing up different.
To this day, I still can't shake this vivid memory of when I was 12.
please step up to the blackboard?
It was hard enough being from the streets, but I was so shy. And the kids knew I was different.
Go home.
They were cruel. Called me all sorts of names like freak and monster.
Some of those kids look like they're from Whoville.
I was just a little girl. I couldn't take it anymore, so I did the only thing I knew how to do. I replicated, and I got out of there. I ran out of the school. I ran and I ran and I ran until I couldn't run anymore. Then I found myself alone, and this scary-looking creature coming towards me.
And then I heard an explosion. I opened my eyes, and the creature was running away. And there was someone standing in the shadows with a laser.
Dude, that looked like a spiral saber.
Too afraid to go back and get it.
They look like the spiral saber from...
That is like the scariest story I've ever heard.
In space.
Yeah. Well,
and considering the helmets are already being used, I don't know what it would make sense.
Did you ever find out who he was?
No. I never did.
Did Andrew save... No, wait.
The man in the shadows was a dog. It was me.
Huh?
No way.
Didn't see that coming.
What? Why didn't you tell me?
In light of our current situation, I feel it's time you all learn the truth about your civilian powers. Having these
really
is not the only thing that you all have in common. The truth is, your parents all served at SPD before you were born.
No way.
My parents weren't SPD. They were missionaries.
My mom's a teacher, not an officer.
We felt for your own protection, this information should remain secret until you were old enough to fully understand. Your parents were pioneers.
Oh, in 2001.
Technology built into your Morphus, led by Dr. Max.
You mean Kat's parents worked here?
My friends, Dr. Max is not as young as she looks.
Aw, oh, come on. She's 25. 30 tops.
147 of your years.
Wow!
I'll tell her you said that. Back to my story. All of your parents were dedicated to the same cause as you. There were certain unplanned events that happened in the early testing phases. Kat, being an alien, was unaffected. But not so fortunate were your parents. The prolonged exposure to the cellular enhancers altered their human genes.
I always knew my mom was weird.
Does that have something to do with Sam?
He's the last one.
No way.
I gotta help him. He's not the only one you have to help. In a few hours, all of those people will be dolls forever. Okay, let's split up.
Wow. Okay, so, quick question. Everyone else is in SPD outfits except for Z, who's just wearing her civilian stuff. Samuel?
Samuel! Come on, Sam. Where are you? Sam! There you are.
Oh, I bet you she's going to be turned into a doll, and this is the best way
to, show you that I'm a real person just like you.
Oh, maybe not.
Sam, I've been so worried about you.
Why? You don't even know me.
No. But I'd like to. There's things I can share with you.
What do you mean? Don't listen to her. I'm your best friend, Sam.
You're back?
It's hard to keep a good doll down. You saw what she did to me. Help me, Sam!
Hello again!
If you really believe that the Trubians are your friends, then do what you have to. I won't stop you.
Whoa.
Mind if I put some water on your knee? I'm Z. And you're...
Sam.
You know who's telling you the truth, Sam.
You really want to be my friend?
I already am.
Aww.
Oh!
Well, that was fun moves. She flops around or flies around a lot better when she's not morphed. Ah, there it is. It's easier to make her a doll in that outfit than in the SPD uniform, I guess. Uh-oh. What happened?
I will not be made a fool of.
Where'd the doll go?
To attack.
Hey! Not so fast.
But I thought you were dolled up.
Oh.
That was just a double.
Thankfully.
Remember? You're not the only one with powers.
I'm sorry.
Wow, I did not see that coming.
It's hard being different from other kids. I didn't have any friends growing up either.
Really?
No, but as you get older, you change. It's easier.
I just want to be like everybody else.
I know, but we're not like everybody else. We have abilities. With them comes responsibility.
Like Spider-Man.
You're right. From now on, I'm only going to help people.
Well, can start by telling me how to change his dolls back.
It's Bunglesworth. You catch him, and they'll all change back.
That's usually how it works.
I found Sam. We're coming in.
That's what you think.
Come on, Sam.
Rangers, I'm uploading Delgado's location. She's in trouble.
Oh. Well, this doesn't look good.
Now, Ranger.
Sam! Help!
Oh, don't let her get away!
Oh! I don't know how tough it would be for her. But couldn't she kind of make like four or five of herself and make her own team?
It's over here.
What?
It's the last doll you'll ever make.
Oh. Here it goes. His accent broke just a little, but not bad. Isn't that the same move she just used like 5 seconds ago? Oh, yeah. Well, three. Not bad. That's got to be difficult, right? Where are the others?
It's over, Ranger.
There you go. Not her.
G. Yes, and just in time.
I've got friends too.
Oh, and a blue head too? Bunch of regular crybots, a blue head, and an orange head. Jeez. Yeah. on guard. Ooh, that's a neat trick. Did you know they could do that? I didn't know they could do that. That's kind of cool. Really?
See you later.
Will they ever do that again? Probably not. How are they that close and missing each other? Well, I mean, some of the shots they were blocking with their own shots, but still. Move. Nope.
I'm getting too old for this.
Too old.
Guys, let's pull it together and use our heads.
Good thinking, Bridge.
We're taking you down.
Give it your best shot.
Okay, Rick, you're on.
Time for the bone.
See how he has the LED lights?
More power, guys.
Really? It works that way? Well, that worked. Man, everything all at once, but like one right after the other.
You've got to hurry. The dolls will harden for good in a couple of minutes.
But they broke the stick. Was that supposed to be what's its name's power? Bugglesworth or whatever his name's power? Or I'm confused.
Delta Squad Megazord. Right.
Why is it raining all of a sudden? Tell me it wasn't just for that joke.
Hold it right there.
Oh, they already did this. But without the rain. Ooh. Really? They have to wait for the scanner to do judgment time?
Judgment time.
Oh, she said it that time. Who are they thumbing up to, though? Oh, maybe they will.
You have been found guilty of the crimes of stealing buildings, turning people into dolls, and child endangerment.
Oh, no.
Containment mode.
Well, thank you for including the actual crimes this time. They don't always like to do that. Oh, all the dolls disappear now. Shouldn't you talk to them? No? Okay.
I don't know what to say, guys. Thanks for the bite.
You're welcome, Sam. You got a lot of friends here.
Yeah, I guess I do. But you guys are kind of old.
Oh!
And weird. Huh? Just kidding.
Well, Bridges, but still.
You bet. I'm gonna be like, like you.
Whoa!
I'm gonna be a Power Ranger.
Hey, Sam. Come on, let's go.
I gotta go. My peeps are calling.
Peeps?
Why, Sam? Rain just gave it to me.
I'm not old.
No, not old. Just weird.
Although that wasn't very nice. Alright, so Sam is a good guy. And I would love to know why Sam is so young compared to the others. Because if they were all working together, all the parents should be about the same age, right? But Sam's a good 15 years younger than the others, maybe? 10 to 15, somewhere in there? Why? I mean, I guess they waited longer to have a kid, but still. I don't know. Also, you would think that SPD would keep closer tabs on these kids to keep them from being in such bad positions between Z's terrible upbringing and Sam being on the streets and also Jack being on the streets. Very weird. Anyway, well, that'll do it for this episode of Ranger Chronicles. I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you have a wonderful next week. Next week! I just said that twice. We'll be watching two more episodes of Power Rangers SPD, Idol and Stakeout. So I hope to see you then.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Deka, 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 Ranger.